Today is the second day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is a joy. It is really a joy to come around this global campfire together, warm ourselves, be together, feel like we're not alone. I love that so much. I love that on days like today. Today would have been my father's birthday. Today would have been his 79th birthday. He passed away at 58 years old. And I have missed him for a couple of decades now. And when his birthday comes up, I think about him all the time. But his birthday comes and I think about him a lot. And I think about all that's happened in those years since he passed, because I wasn't in ministry. I mean, I've been around ministry my whole life. My dad was a pastor. I grew up in the church. But I was in the music industry those decades ago with no desire whatsoever and no plan whatsoever to end up in ministry. I was trying to kind of avoid that. And then there was the fateful day that I decided I should read the whole Bible. And that decision led to me thinking, maybe I could say the whole Bible, maybe I could read it out loud. And that was 16 years ago around this time. I'm thinking, we'll start at the first of the year. We could do this. Nobody will listen, maybe a few people, but we could do this. And so I just did, and haven't missed a day, like haven't stopped. And all of that was after my dad passed away. And so I really, really would have loved, really, really would have loved him to see that transformation in my own life. I am thankful that my mom, she was a part of the Daily Audio Bible community for a lot of years. She, of course, is gone as well. But when their birthdays come up, I feel a swell of gratitude, because those are a couple of people that I love very much and who I owe my very life to. So I'm grateful today on this second day of December, and I'm really grateful to be around the global campfire together with you as we take the next step forward. And that next step will lead us, well, it will lead us to the very point that we left off yesterday, which will lead us back into the book of Daniel today, chapter 9, verse 1 through 11, verse 1. It was the first year of the reign of Darius the Mede, the son of Ahasuerus, who became king of the Babylonians. During the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learned from reading the word of the Lord as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. I also wore rough burlap and sprinkled myself with ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commands. But we have sinned and done wrong. We have rebelled against you and scorned your commands and regulations. We have refused to listen to your servants, the prophets, who spoke on your authority to our kings and princes and ancestors and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are in the right, but as you see, our faces are covered with shame. This is true of all of us, including the people of Judah and Jerusalem and all Israel, scattered near and far, wherever you have driven us because of our disloyalty to you. O Lord, we and our kings, princes, and ancestors are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. But the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God, for we have not followed the instructions he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has disobeyed your instruction and turned away, refusing to listen to your voice. So now the solemn curses and judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured down on us because of our sin. You have kept your word and done to us and our rulers exactly as you warned. Never has there been such a disaster as happened in Jerusalem. Every curse written against us in the law of Moses has come true, yet we have refused to seek mercy from the Lord our God by turning from our sins and recognizing his truth. Therefore the Lord has brought upon us the disaster he prepared. The Lord our God was right to do all of these things, for we did not obey him. O Lord our God, you brought lasting honor to your name by rescuing your people from Egypt in a great display of power. But we have sinned and are full of wickedness. In view of all your faithful mercies, Lord, please turn your furious anger away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain. All the neighboring nations mock Jerusalem and your people because of our sins and the sins of our ancestors. O our God, hear your servant's prayer. Listen as I plead. For your own sake, Lord, smile again on your desolate sanctuary. O my God, lean down and listen to me. Open your eyes and see our despair. See how your city, the city that bears your name, lies in ruins. We make this plea not because we deserve help, but because of your mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. For your own sake, do not delay, O my God, for your people and your city bear your name. I went on praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, pleading with the Lord my God for Jerusalem, his holy mountain. As I was praying, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the earlier vision, came swiftly to me at the time of the evening sacrifice. He explained to me, "Daniel, I have come here to give you insight and understanding. The moment you began praying, a command was given, and now I am here to tell you what it was, for you are very precious to God. Listen carefully so that you can understand the meaning of your vision. A period of 70 sets of seven has been decreed for your people and your holy city to finish their rebellion, to put an end to their sin, to atone for their guilt, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to confirm the prophetic vision, and to anoint the most holy place. Now listen and understand. Seven sets of seven plus 62 sets of seven will pass from the time the command is given to rebuild Jerusalem until a ruler, the anointed one, comes. Jerusalem will be rebuilt with streets and strong defenses despite the perilous times. After this period of 62 sets of seven, the anointed one will be killed, appearing to have accomplished nothing. And a ruler will arise whose armies will destroy the city and the temple. The end will come with a flood and war, and its miseries are decreed from that time to the very end. The ruler will make a treaty with the people for a period of one set of seven. But after half this time, he will put an end to the sacrifices and offerings. And as a climax to all his terrible deeds, he will set up a sacrilegious object that causes desecration until the fate decreed for this defiler is finally poured out on him. In the third year of the reign of King Cyrus of Persia, Daniel, also known as Belteshazzar, had another vision. He understood that the vision concerned events certain to happen in the future, times of war and great hardship. When this vision came to me, I, Daniel, had been in mourning for 3 whole weeks. All that time I had eaten no rich food, no meat or wine crossed my lips, and I used no fragrant lotions until those 3 weeks had passed. On April 23rd, as I was standing on the bank of the Great Tigris River, I looked up and saw a man dressed in linen clothing with a belt of pure gold around his waist. His body looked like a precious gem. His face flashed like lightning and his eyes flamed like torches. His arms and feet shone like polished bronze and his voice roared like a vast multitude of people. Only I, Daniel, saw this vision. The men with me saw nothing, but they were suddenly terrified and ran away to hide. So I was left there all alone to see this amazing vision. My strength left me. My face grew deathly pale, and I felt very weak. Then I heard the man speak, and when I heard the sound of his voice, I fainted and lay there with my face to the ground. Just then a hand touched me and lifted me, still trembling to my hands and knees. And the man said to me, "Daniel, you are very precious to God. So listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you." When he said this to me, I stood up, still trembling. Then he said, "Don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now I am here to explain what will happen to your people in the future, for this vision concerns a time yet to come." While he was speaking to me, I looked down at the ground, unable to say a word. Then the one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing in front of me, "I am filled with anguish because of the vision I have seen, my lord, and I am very weak. How can someone like me, your servant, talk to you, my lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe." Then the one who looked like a man touched me again, and I felt my strength returning. "Don't be afraid," he said, "for you are very precious to God. Peace. Be encouraged. Be strong." As he spoke these words to me, I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, "Please speak to me, my lord, for you have strengthened me." He replied, "Do you know why I have come? Soon I must return to fight against the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia, and after that the spirit prince of the kingdom of Greece will come. Meanwhile, I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one helps me against these spirit princes except Michael, your spirit prince. I have been standing beside Michael to support and strengthen him since the first year of the reign of Darius the Mede." First John 2:18-3:6. Dear children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such antichrists have appeared. From this, we know that the last hour has come. These people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us. But you are not like that. For the Holy One has given you His Spirit, and all of you know the truth. So I am writing to you not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and lies. And who is a liar? Anyone who says that Jesus is not the Christ. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either. But anyone who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father, and in this fellowship we enjoy the eternal life He promised us. I am writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you, so you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what He teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as He has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when He returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from Him in shame. Since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as He is pure. Everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in Him. Anyone who continues to live in Him will not sin, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know Him or understand who He is. Psalm 121, a song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, He who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord Himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Proverbs 28, 27, and 28. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. All right, so in our reading from 1 John today, in a nutshell, we're talking about the repercussions of unmet expectations. These early believers in Jesus had the apocalyptic worldview that everything is coming to an end and the arrival of Jesus is imminent. Those who believe will be the first in this new kingdom, this kingdom of God that would be established, and they would be the first in it. In so many ways, their fortunes will be reversed, and no longer will they be trampled on and marginalized and pressed down. Rather, they will be members of the kingdom of God, and Jesus will return and beat up the bad guys, basically. Those were the expectations. And what happens when you have an expectation that then goes unmet? We could say things like sadness, or frustration or something like that, but in terms of our faith, if we're believing God for something and it's not happening, then often we will endure and we will be patient, but eventually we will begin to question and doubt. And that is a really, really pivotal moment in our faith journey, because we start to doubt God as opposed to examining our expectations. And maybe rather than doubting God, we should doubt the expectation. The early believers that John is writing to had expectations about the arrival of Jesus, and that the whole script would get flipped. Everything would change for them. What they got instead of that expectation was to be ridiculed and marginalized and persecuted. So that's not what they were expecting. They got what they were not expecting. And so John speaks to that, and I quote, "Dear children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that the last hour has come. These people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us." So what would make them leave the fellowship and become anti-Christ? Unmet expectations. It is a little more even complex than that, because when we read this letter, we're reading it as part of the New Testament, but as we've mentioned many times, the people who read this letter in the first place weren't reading it as the New Testament. They were reading a letter. There was no New Testament. Although this letter was very important and passed around and preserved and kept and studied and pondered upon, it wasn't really considered scripture. That happened over time and was eventually canonized hundreds of years later. So there were all kinds of things being said and taught about Jesus through people who believed just various beliefs, very diverse beliefs. And so there were plenty of alternatives, even if you wanted to remain Christian, as it were. What we now consider Orthodox Christianity, that was in formation. So some of these people who are hearing what the apostles are saying and to endure and to embrace what's going on and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and then these unmet expectations happen because Jesus doesn't come back when they thought he was going to come back, then they would either slink back into Judaism or move into another set of teachings. And we can see the Apostle John's frustration. They were never really part of us, or they wouldn't have left. And some of them wouldn't have become anti-Christs, anti-Jesus, anti-God. And so into that swirl, into that unmet expectation and doubt and fading away and backsliding and returning and going away and going over here and learning this teaching, all of this stuff going on, John kind of cuts right through all of it very, very simply and very precisely, in a way that is still as precise now and can also serve us now. And so I quote, and we should hang on to this. "Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an Antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either." And this is precisely what was going on as people debated and tried to figure out the nature of Jesus and what he actually represented to the people of the earth. John simply responds, "Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an Antichrist." So look, everybody experiences times where they're not sure. We might call that doubt, but where you're not sure about what you think about something. and that you need to maybe press into it deeper, understand it better, or move away from it because it's taking you to bad places. But everybody, and it's not only in spiritual terms, everybody doubts something sometime. If doubt leads us into a place where we deny the Father and we deny Jesus, then we understand that that is anti-Christ. If that's not happening, but we are pressing into things that we do not understand, then we are simply walking in faith. So asking questions of our faith, even when it unsettles us, this is how we grow. And John is basically saying, no matter where you go, no matter what you think, and no matter what you explore, what you've heard from the beginning hasn't changed. The good news hasn't changed. It's still the same. If you want to go so far as to deny God and deny Jesus, then that is antichrist. But if in your exploration you understand that things haven't changed, you're changing, but the message, the truth hasn't changed, it's still the same, then you always know where your anchor is. And you would always know that the Spirit of Truth is here to lead you. And I quote again from John, "I am writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. And what He teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as He taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ." So basically, if we're summing this up, unmet expectations can lead us into all kinds of trouble. It can eventually lead us to the point where we become anti-Christ if we want to follow down that path. But what we've been told about the good news hasn't changed, and that is home base. And no matter what we're thinking, or no matter what we're hearing, or no matter what people are saying, we have that anchor. It hasn't changed. And we have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit within us, who will not lie to us, who will teach us the truth. And so we can be led into doubt by other people's doubt. We can be led into doubt by all kinds of other people's musings and assumptions. Or we can return to home base and understand that the Spirit of Truth will guide us. And we have to trust that, even in the face of our unmet expectations. And so, Holy Spirit, come into that. This is another really, really big, deep thing. This is touching deep things within us. And yet we thank you for simplicity, the simplicity of knowing if it denies you, then it is antichrist. If we deny you, then that's what we're involving ourselves in. And yet the story hasn't changed. We have a home base to return to. The good news of the gospel is the good news. It hasn't changed. And so we can return to this place knowing that the Spirit, your Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, will lead us into all truth. And so that is our prayer, and feels like we've prayed it 100 times this year. Holy Spirit, come and lead us into all truth. That's where we're wanting to be. That's what we're wanting to live within. That you are within us, and you are speaking truth to us, and you will continue to do that if we will continue to pay attention to you and not get sidetracked by our unmet expectations and doubts, and enter into this swirl that could eventually make us become antichrist. Holy Spirit, come. Into all of this we pray. In the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base, And that is where you find out what's going on around here. If you're using the app, you can find out as well. There's a little drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner of the app screen, and then it opens up a drawer, and so you can get to things like the Daily Audio Bible Shop from the web or from the app. And in the Daily Audio Bible Shop is a Christmas category, and so the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas Box for 2021 is in that category. You can go there and see the contents. The God of Your Story is in there. The Daily Audio Bible Journal 3.0 is in there. Your choice of Wind Farm coffee, fresh, roasted, and sent to you. Or our Wind Farm Boutique tea, sourced and sent to you. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas Ornament for 2021, which is only available in the box, is in the box. As well as the Global Campfire candle. And it smells beautiful, like a campfire. It brings the atmosphere, brings the aroma that we are connected around this Global Campfire each and every day. That's in the box. Global Campfire pop socket. A couple of Global Campfire stickers. And a series of 5 Global Campfire postcards. And a mystery item from the vault will be included in the Christmas box this year. So you can see all that in the shop at dailyaudiobible.com. We have been talking about the new Christmas album, the new Christmas music release for this year. That is released and fully available and rolling out. But you can for sure get it at the iTunes store or the Amazon Music store. So check that out. The entire album is now available. And then there's also Promised Land. Photographs from the Land of the Bible, which is a beautiful coffee table book. The kind of book that you would put on a coffee table or an end table. And it's beautiful in its craftsmanship. It looks beautiful on a coffee table, but it's what's inside. Beautiful panoramas of the Land of the Bible and where these stories, some of these pivotal stories that we've read, actually happened in all of the different regions of the land. It is a beautiful thing to immerse ourselves in the Land of the Bible and realize this happened and it happened somewhere. And here is the somewhere. This is what it looks like there. That story that I've known since Sunday school or that I've imagined in my mind from going through the scriptures, this is what it looks like. And it kind of connects the dots in so many ways. So check that out. It's available as well for this holiday season. Promised Land, photographs from the Land of the Bible. And that can be found in the Daily Audio Bible shop. And then lastly, it is time to prepare for our Global Campfire Christmas party. All around the world, our virtual Christmas party where we get to hear holiday wishes from all over the world. One of the most enriching things I look forward to all year long. And so if you want to participate, what we do here, here's how it works. We have a hotline in the app that we talk about just about every day. And we have phone numbers that we talk about that you can call in an encouragement or a prayer request. And that's what those lines are for. That's all that they're for. Except for 1 week out of the year, we also open up and say you can call in your holiday wishes to the Daily Audio Bible community here. All of us who have been traveling through the year together. The only trick is that you don't combine a prayer request and a holiday greeting in the same call. This is the one time of the year where it's okay to hang up and call back. And that lets us keep things separate and put them where they need to go so that we can prepare. But we will be taking calls through next Wednesday. And so you can think, okay, yeah, I'm going to think about that and procrastinate. But that happens every year. Don't procrastinate. And I'm looking forward. Every year I weep when I hear the Christmas calls coming in. It warms my heart so much. And so don't leave your voice out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what we do when we come around the Global Campfire every day, if that is life-giving to you, then thank you humbly for being life-giving back. We wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't do this together, and so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. In the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, or right now, a holiday greeting, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Irene calling in. I wanted to say thank you to the lady who called in saying she was praying for me and gave me that psalm. It just really encouraged me. And I am actively every day coming back to the Lord and trusting Him. So thank you for praying for me. And for those who didn't call in and are praying, thank you. Today, I ask that you would continue to pray that I would not fear man, just that I wouldn't fear what man can do to me. I think it's easier said than done, but Lord, just help me to trust the Lord. But I also have another prayer request. I have this friend. Her name is Sophia. She's a very sweet person. She is someone who I feel like is very, I don't feel like, I know, she's very confused. You know, she has encouraged me to stay pure. You know, as a woman in high school, she's always told me, you know, Irene, you're doing the right thing by not putting yourself with other guys. You're doing the right thing by staying a virgin. And I encourage you on that path. And this girl is not a Christian herself. She is not a virgin herself. However, you know, today I had a conversation with her and I just realized that she was actively, you know, sleeping with different guys. She's been making really poor decisions and she still encourages me not to do it. She says, you're right. And she knows what the right path is, yet she keeps choosing the wrong path. She seems open to the gospel. She has been open to wanting to come to my youth groups that hasn't come. So I just ask you to pray for her that maybe this year I could open up Christ to her. She wants to go into the military and I really want to be a light to her in this short period of time. So please pray for Sophia. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is your sister Ashley from California. I'm coming on here to ask for prayer for a friend of mine. It's a very interesting stroke of providence. God has blessed me with an opportunity to speak life into a relationship I thought I didn't have with this friend, someone I thought hated me years ago. But I'm coming on here to ask you all to join me in prayer. This friend doesn't know Jesus and God is allowing me to plant seeds in our conversations. She's allowing me in to pray for her. My friend is sharing her hurts and her heart. She says she doesn't feel God or that He's listening, but I see her seeking, knocking, and crying out. I want to ask my DAB family to join me in prayer for my friend, that she would have eyes to see him working, ears to hear him speaking, and a heart softened to receive the truth. Her name is Abby. Thank you, DAB family. Love your sister, Ashley from California.
Hi, my DAB family. This is Tammy from the Adirondacks. And I call often asking for prayer for myself. And I thank you all. I guess this community, I'm so grateful to my aunt for showing me this app and giving me this entire community of brothers and sisters to carry me and my husband and be there for us and pray for us. And I guess instead of asking for prayer, I just wanted to tell you all that I love you and that I thank you. And this is a new this journey. I've been on this journey with the Lord now for a year. I've been saved. And I'm learning and I'm growing. And it all takes time and I'm learning that it's a process. sometimes not a comfortable one, but it's a process. But he's healed me and he's showed me so many miracles and so many blessings in so many ways. And I just wanted you all to know that you and Brian and Jill and China, and I've listened to Ezekiel one time, but the entire Harding family, you are such a blessing in my life. And I thank you that every day, because I question whether I read the word enough, every evening, my husband and I listen to the word. We listen to Brian and we listen to Jill, and I have it every day. And I have you all, and I pray for you all, and I love you all. And I hope God blesses each and every one of you. I love you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Carla from East Texas, and I thought I would call in to ask for prayer. I'm a single mom, and loneliness makes my heart heavy often. Doing the best I can, though. I take care of my daughter. Her dad is pretty... He's in her life. I'm just lonely, and it hurts sometimes. So, if you could just lift me up in prayer. I'm not typically vulnerable about myself. I took in my great niece, and she's going back with her dad, and I'm sad about that, but their lives have been updated and changed. Things are looking good for them right now, so... Prayers for Chloe, and my daughter's doing great. I'm just having a hard time. Maybe it's the season of the holidays, but anyway, love you guys, and thank you so much for the prayers. Thank you so much for this podcast. I love you all, and God loves you more.
Hello, I am calling from Ohio, and I have never called in to the Daily Audio Bible before. I've just recently become a listener. And I am asking for prayer requests from myself and my family. I have a very big decision that needs to be made by December 6th. And I really just don't know what to do. I feel completely cornered and defeated. I'm not sure where God is leading and what's going to happen next. I just need his guidance and his will to know what to do come Friday. Thank you so much for listening and for your prayers. They are very much needed. God bless everyone. Thank you. Bye.